Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. June 17, 2022. Deserved and undeserved punishment. Question: is there such a thing as deserved and undeserved reward and punishment? Answer: it all depends on how we explore it. There can be no such thing on the part of the Creator, the universal absolute control. It only seems that way to us. And if it seems so to us, what should we think? From the human perspective, it is necessary to accept that everything that happens does so according to the absolute will, power, authority, and system of the Creator. Therefore, there can be no problems or mistakes. We must accept this as the absolute truth, fact, and good. Question: if I feel that now an upper force is punishing me, can I not say that it is undeserved? Is it for something? Answer: even if you don't know, as it is said, still a person is obliged to bless the Creator for everything bad as for everything good. From CAB TV's Spiritual States, May 31, 2022. Luck or fate? Question: is the emergence of a desire for spiritual development in a person luck? Answer: no, it is not luck in any way. It is fate. If a person has a desire for spiritual development, he must understand that he is given a special opportunity from above to attain the upper force, the Creator. This cannot be neglected, otherwise he falls under the compelling negative forces. So, if such a striving comes to you, you need to realize it. From CAB TV's Spiritual States, May 24, 2022. Comprehend the thoughts of God. I want to know how God created the world. I am not interested in certain phenomena in the spectrum of this or that element. I want to know God's thoughts, the rest is details, Albert Einstein. That is, the basic law of the universe. The basic law of the universe is to bring the entire universe, which consists of one evil, to absolute good. Question: does this mean comprehending the thoughts of God? Answer: yes. This is his general law of universal egoism, which should gradually transform into the general law of universal altruism. Question: do you think Einstein was a Kabbalist? Answer: in general he understood this system, that everything was created by good, everything that exists and the Creator are good. Question: when he said, I want to comprehend the thoughts of God, was that what he wanted to break through to? Answer: yes. Everything will be wonderful. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, March 31, 2022. Real patriotism. Question: before you moved on to the feeling of real connection, you probably had your own idea about it. What was it? Answer: it was difficult for me to combine people's striving for maximum accumulation with the need to strive for rational consumption. How can these two aspirations, egoistic and altruistic, somehow be mutually replaced? Today I see that it will be this way nevertheless. Since all the current actions of humanity lead to the fact that, as a result of unemployment, buffoonery, and internecine strife, people, with all their technological capabilities will not find anything, they will hardly be able to feed themselves because they cannot arrange anything properly. Let us, say you and I have two neighboring farms. But we are only busy trying to do dirty tricks to each other, to annoy one another. Can you imagine where my resources and your resources are going? I am setting something up for you instead of working. And you want to dig under me. To annoy you, I am building a waste pit next to your house and you are building some kind of wall next to my house to block the sun from my garden. And so on, and so forth. Instead of doing good for ourselves, we are doing harm to others. We see our main goal in this. And what is the nation's money, which should work for people, go to in most countries? What are the resources and natural minerals used for? to do evil to another. What for? What will it give? Just think about yourself for you to feel good. This situation is becoming more and more irrational. We see what a frenzy so-called patriotism is in. This is nationalism, not patriotism. Patriotism is when we do not compare ourselves with others, when we love our country, cherish it, and just feel good in it. We are happy with ourselves, we are happy with the country and the land, we are ready to welcome others to visit. A patriot takes care of what he has. And who is taking care of anything now? Look at the relationship between people. This is not patriotism. I am just amazed at how much everything is spinning again, but on the next level. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. True Patriotism, December 8, 2009. How to stop being a black hole? Question: can I fill my desires and inner voids not in the way I am accustomed, by absorbing everything into myself like a black hole, but the other way around? Answer: yes. In order to pass over to the spiritual world, we need to exit our world, begin to attract new desires that are uncharacteristic of us, and absorb them in ourselves. All earth dwellers must unite together into one common desire, and then we will rise to the next level. This is the essence of the biblical commandment, love your neighbor as yourself. It was given to us, not for the purpose of making life pleasant and safe here on earth, but only to rise higher. A person needs to see everyone that exists outside of him as his personal integral parts, as his desire, that is, as his I. The inner eye of everyone who lives on earth, in principle, represents one single whole. It only seems to us that we are separated from each other, hate each other, and repel each other, and that we are immersed in all sorts of bad qualities like envy, jealousy, pride, and so on. Actually, this envy, jealousy, and pride should encourage us to connect with each other, so that I am the very first in this. And I strive to be the very best in unification with others, to reveal this strength in myself, and to encourage others to do the same. From Cab TV's Close Up. Does the Creator exist? May 9, 2011. Embody the idea of unity. Comment: some of your students are eager to move to Israel. My response: you don't have to move here at all. You can sit on a nice floe in Greenland and spread knowledge about the essence of our methodology via the internet. We all need to get into the widest possible dissemination. A special blow, of course, falls on those living here in Israel who speak Hebrew and are clearly aimed at pushing this idea primarily among Jews. After all, it is to them that all fallen humanity will turn with the accusation that this people is to blame for the fact that everything is bad for everyone. In principle, this is true. And since such a feeling of humanity comes from a simple egoistic animal feeling, then its natural reaction, the natural solution to the problem, is to destroy the Jews. This is what Hitler wanted to do based on some ancient runes, beliefs, Tibetan mystics, and all the rest. Although there is nothing of this in principle, everything was neatly tailored to it. Instead of realizing that there is a completely opposite idea here, take the idea of connection and make the Jews fulfill it, make them work. Therefore, the whole world will demand the implementation of this idea from the people of Israel and from those representatives of the nations of the world who have such a pressure to move forward, in whom spiritual genes have manifested as a result of the shattering and connection in the descent that happened after the ruining of the Second Temple and has continued for the last 2,000 years. It is necessary to force these people to work spiritually. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Pressure on Israel, November 3, 2009. Michael Leitman, on Quora: what is the perfect life? Life is perfect. The myriad dreams we each have of a perfect life are detached from what a perfect life actually is, and our problem is that we fail to understand what a perfect life is. to start with, we cannot experience perfect lives if we tried to receive everything for ourselves. Why? It is because we constantly compare ourselves to others, and thus from the outset, no matter how much we gain, we will always feel our shortcomings. Therefore, a perfect life can only be in the very opposite, not in the direction where we receive and have more and more, but that we will receive nothing at all, and that our fulfillment will come from the desire for abundance to pass through us, to fulfill everyone, that others will experience perfection in everything that they desire. Likewise, in order for others to experience the perfection that they truly desire, they would need the same inclination, to need nothing but for the abundance to pass through them to everyone, and for everyone to be fulfilled. Perfection comes about when no one wants anything for themselves, but only to fulfill others. Everyone then exists in a special kind of correction, enjoying the perfect life, experiencing a world full of abundance and joy. Based on the video What is the Perfect Life? With Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman and Ron Levi. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman.